Final hour of power coming up here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. It's the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. We'll take you to 10 o'clock. Couple of housekeeping notes before we get out of here. We'll preview some of my favorite games in week 17 of the NFL calendar before we get out of here. But right now it's prediction time. Washington, Atlanta, Sunday Night Football. My number two and number three quarterback in the draft coming out this year going head to head. You all know I was a big Michael Penix guy. I remember sitting here doing overtimes during the draft process, and you all told me Michael Penix wasn't going to be good, and you all told me he isn't even going to get drafted in the first round. I wish I can go back in time. That was the most slam dunk bet that Vegas has ever given out. You could have bet on Michael Penix being a first round pick, and I think it was something like minus 200 or minus 190. Well, you could have put your mortgage on that. You'd be filthy rich. But we know that's going to be the key to defeating Atlanta on Sunday, not letting this young man turn back the clock to when he was at the University of Washington. And I think talking to Carl Dukes, talking to you guys on the phones, I really am concerned is a strong word. But I have my doubts and reservations about Washington's ability to stop Bijan Robinson down in and down out. And I think it eventually gets to a point where the Commanders have to commit a significant amount of resources to try and stop Bijan Robinson. And as a result of that, you are going to see Michael Penix make some throws that make you go, wow. I think that's what we're looking at here Sunday. I think we're going to have a pretty difficult time stopping the Falcons' offense from moving the football. But in terms of the red zone stuff, I think they have an opportunity to get stops there. I think turning the football over is the big thing here for Washington. When you look back at Philadelphia, they turned Philly over. They turned New Orleans over. They turned the Titans over. They even turned Dallas over. Couldn't beat them. But the turnovers have started to come in bunches here for a defense that, and I got tired of hearing it, Joe Witt Jr. each and every Thursday, we got to turn the ball over. Ball's life. And it wasn't. And now I feel like this Commanders team, that's the whole thing about turnovers, right? They come in bunches. I feel like it's been that way since I was little. High school football, little league football, college, just come in bunches. And right now, that's what's happening for Washington. I feel like Sunday, you got to earn the right to rush the passer. You got to earn the right to rush the passer. Ron Rivera was not good for much, right? Ron the Mortician was not very good for much. But one thing that was a key principle of Ron and MAGA Jack's defense was stopping the run on the way to the quarterback. To me, that's got to be the mantra this week. Stopping the run on the way to the quarterback. And I look at Big Johnny Newton. I look at Deron Payne. I look at Shelton Day. I also look at Big John Allen. What type of impact will John Allen's anticipated return to the lineup have on this Commanders defense? I think it's got a potential to be huge. Because let's be real here, right? I don't think Johnny Newton was ready to be a full-time starter at this point. He's playing full-time starter snaps right now. John obviously is going to be on a pitch count, but I do think the rotation that Washington boasts up front has actually played pretty well here in the past couple of weeks. One guy that continues to be highlighted by head coach Dan Quinn and the media is Shelton Day. Shelton Day's played pretty good football, and it's not sexy, it's not flashy, but his ability to not get moved out of his gap has really, really aided this Commanders defense. It has. And Sheldon's not the biggest guy, right? 6'1", 285. Sheldon Day, my size. But the technique that he plays with really allows him to not get moved. And he plays with low pad level. He's got a low center of gravity. And he's just not getting moved off his spot a ton. He's always in his gap. And last week, Sheldon Day really started showing off. You saw TFLs from Sheldon Day. You saw him really penetrate and get upfield. It was fun to watch. He's got to play big Sunday. Deron Payne's got to play big Sunday. Deron Payne is another cat to me that is frustrating. He's got 4 sacks this year. And I'll be real with you, doesn't even feel like he has that many. It just we just haven't seen the impact plays from him that we've been accustomed to seeing. Deron Payne had 4 sacks all of last year. 2022, when he registered 11.5 sacks, feels like it's getting further and further away. That's okay. Because I think Deron Payne's another guy that's really come on here over the past month or so. Thought he played well against New Orleans, and I thought he played well last week against Philadelphia. And look, I'm not a box score watcher, right? I'm not judging Deron Payne based off of the sack numbers. I'm not. I'm looking at his ability to get off blocks in the run game. I'm looking at his ability to not get double teamed. I'm looking at his ability to keep the linebackers clean. And, like, I feel like he's done a much better job at that over the past month. But it's still got to be better. It's still got to be better. And you have a pretty interesting matchup Sunday because Atlanta, up front with this offensive line, is a group that's going to put hands on you. It's a group that's going to fire off the ball. They're going to work hard to double team and get up to the next level. Can Washington combat it? That's the question. Can Washington combat it? I think that's where the game is won and lost, up front on both sides of the line of scrimmage. Can Washington create holes in the run game and have some balance offensively? It's going to be key. And then defensively, can they not get blown off the football? Because I'll tell you what, he's not a household name, but Chris Lindstrom, one of the best guards in the National Football League. Second-year guard Matthew Bergeron turning into one of the better guards in the National Football League. And think about this with Matthew Bergeron. Remember, Commanders fans, that should be a name that you're familiar with, talking about Matthew Bergeron. We wanted him to come in here and play tackle. He's at his natural position, playing guard, and he's doing the damn thing. So that's the key to me. Can you win up front on both sides of the line of scrimmage? And I'll be real with you here. Defensively is where I worry. And I know John Allen's back in the lineup. And I know what they were able to do to Saquon Barkley outside of the big 69-yard run. But, man, when you commit those type of resources to stop the run, and I think that's what they're going to have to do this week, when you commit those type of resources to stopping the run, it really puts your defensive backs in a compromising position. And with Benjamin St. Juice being the starter on the perimeter this week and without Marshon Lattimore, I have some concerns, man. Oh, wow. That's interesting. So, if you remember, Shaq Barrett, Miami Dolphins pass rusher, retired during training camp, and they put him on the reserved injured list. They released him, and if he clears waivers, he can sign a free agent contract. Sources say that Shaq Barrett is going back home to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, for a group that's right in the thick of the playoff race, getting Shaq Barrett back is quite interesting if you're the Tampa Bay Bucs. But nonetheless, Washington, Atlanta, Sunday Night Football, major playoff implications. I look at, I gave you my biggest concern. This run defense is a problem for me. I don't want to say it's just the run defense. It's their ability to stop the run with a light box and not compromise the defensive backs. Can they do that? That to me is going to be a big key in whether or not they can have success or not. It's going to be a huge key. But the other thing I look at with Washington on the defensive side of the football is this. And I guess it's not really defense. It's all sides of the football. Offense, defense, and special teams. One thing that has concerned me for Washington over the past 2 weeks, just the past 2 weeks, it feels like it's really come up and become a massive problem. Penalties for 84 yards against Philadelphia this past Sunday for the Commanders. It was 6 penalties for 93 yards. Washington over the past 2 games for 177 yards. You may have gotten away with it against Philadelphia. You may have gotten away with it against New Orleans. You bet your ass the horseshoe is going to drop Sunday if you commit stupid boneheaded penalties. Beware of that if you're a Washington Commanders fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. My official prediction for Commanders and Falcons on Sunday. One, it's going to be a little messy. Weather is going to be a factor. But I think this team is a team of destiny. Really. I think the Commanders, the 2024 version of this team, is a team of destiny. I said it back in the spring. I didn't know how many games they would win. But when you look at Sharif Floyd, William Gay, and some of the former David Blough, and all the former players that are littered across this Commanders coaching staff, I mean, look at the veterans they brought in, and Zach Ertz, Bobby Wagner, and Olamide Zaccheaus, got guys that are leaders that have won before. I just think they have the right mix of guys in this locker room. I really do believe that. And the connector has been the quarterback, Jaden Daniels. You guys saw it week one against Tampa, and you see it every week. This is live radio, people. I had to sneeze. I saw it during training camp. After every series offensively, where is Jaden Daniels going? Across the field, talking crap to the defense, laughing it up with the defense, having a good time with the defense. I noticed it right then. He is a dog-ass competitor. Point blank. And I understand here in the last 12 to 24 months, the old, you got that dog in you has become prevalent and everyone says it and it's some cliche phrase. But, man, Jaden Daniels really does have that. And I think he is the straw that stirs the drink for this group. Dan Quinn mentioned it earlier this week. He is the guy that is really making other guys believe they got a legitimate shot to win. It's huge. It's huge. And I think that belief that this football team has in him makes them play all 60 minutes and they never feel like, hey, we're out of the game. We don't have a shot. So with that being said, my official prediction for Sunday, Commanders and Falcons from a wet, nasty Northwest field. I think it's a big coming out party once again for the quarterback, Jaden Daniels. Last week it was 5 touchdowns through the air, right? 81 yards on the ground. This week, I think Jaden Daniels, I don't think he has to drop back 40 times. Let me say that. If they got to drop him back 40 times, probably a problem. And he dropped back more times than that. He just took off on some of these other scrambles. I've always long said that the sweet spot for Jaden Daniels in the offense from throwing the football, it's 25 to 27 attempts. Because they need to have the balance, in my opinion. Sunday, I think they get back to their roots. I think it's a big game on the ground from Daniels. I also think it's a big game on the ground for Brian Robinson, right? No De'Ami Brown in this one. You're already down Noah Brown. I think they lean on the running attack while also throwing touchdowns. I think Jaden Daniels gives you three more passing touchdowns, and I think this team runs for over 175 yards on the ground. I think they almost get to 200 yards rushing, and I think they hit a couple of deep shots to Terry. I think they turn over Michael Penix, and they squeak one out by a score of 26-24. Give me Washington 26-24 Sunday over the Atlanta Falcons. They move. It feels crazy even saying this. They move to 11-5 with a chance to win 12 games going into the season finale against Dallas. Give it to me, baby. Washington 26, Atlanta 24. I know you all were waiting all week long. Is he going to pick him? He's going to be scared. I'm never scared. If you're scared, go to church. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Want to let you hear from NFL on CBS analyst Charles Davis, who had a pretty interesting declaration about Washington and what type of noise they can make in the postseason. That's next on The Fan. Welcome back. It is overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. About 40 minutes left to go on the program. It's the youngest in charge, Liddell Willingham, getting you up to speed with the latest on the Burgundy and Gold as they get ready for a big-time showdown Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. Before we let you hear from NFL on CBS analyst Charles Davis, got our guy Athan in Annapolis wants to chime in on Commanders and Falcons. What's going on, Athan? How are you, brother? Happy holidays.
I'm good. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and your family. I just think that Atlanta, with all the talent they have, has really been on a downward trajectory, even in spite of Kirk Cousins not playing well. I don't think they've gotten the most out of the talent they have. And we're, even though we were a kind of like a steady line, we weren't really moving up or down, I think we're on an upward trajectory. I think the quarterback, beyond masks, the deficiencies we have, this is like a 2 or 3 win team without Jaden. And I'm going to give Paulie some credit. Paulie, who calls in from the 757, he said, we are a finesse team. We're not a tough team. It doesn't mean we're not going to get there. We need another draft and some free agency help. But this team plays its butt off for Dan Quinn. And not saying the Falcons don't play hard for Raheem Morris, but I just think we get more out of what we have. We get the bang for our buck as opposed to the Falcons, and I think that'll be the difference on Sunday. I do think it'll be close because of the St. Juice of the world and some other injuries, but I just think that we really get the most out of the talent that we have, and it's only going to continue to go on the trajectory upward for this team.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. The point that you make and that you continuously make that I agree with wholeheartedly, this is a 3-4-win football team without Jaden Daniels. And I think he should be thoroughly in the mix. I don't know if he's a top-3 candidate, but I damn sure think he's a top-5 candidate when it comes to MVP. You take him off of this football team, what are they? You know, so
well, they're an F- without him. And see, here's the thing. It's not that it wouldn't have been their fault either. It's what they inherited. But like we've talked about, they're a B player. Now, what you consider a B, I consider a B above average, but maybe even a B- trending towards the slightly average. But again, they've done the most with what they have. They should win this game on Sunday. I don't want any backdoor into the playoffs. I want to make a statement, get that 11th win, first time in like 33 years being over 10 wins, go out there and beat some Atlanta butt.
Yeah, we're gonna be eating on Falcons for the rest of the week, Athan.
That's right. You got it, brother.
Appreciate you, my man. Talk to you soon.
You too, bud.
Athan in Annapolis, always enjoy a good phone call from one of our regulars. Right now, I promised it to you. I'll pay off the tease as a good radio host. One of my absolute favorites and quite literally one of the nicest human beings walking God's green earth, NFL on CBS analyst Charles Davis. He joined me yesterday and had this to say about Washington and their ability not just to get into the postseason, but to win a playoff game.
Look, just like boxing, since we talked a little bit of it, mm-hmm. styles make the fight. What's your draw? Who are you getting? Who you playing in the first round? You know, all those things. That'll come into play. But the idea that they can't win a first-round game is folly. They absolutely can win a first-round game. Seeing it up close. And they can play different styles if they need to.
Correct.
Don't think for a second that if, you know, if they need to hand it to Brian Robinson and play, they can't. They can.
Yeah.
And opportunistic on defense. You get a couple takeaways in the playoffs, somebody gets sent home. So I agree totally on that one. This isn't just you and me talking and being a cockeyed optimist. I've seen Washington up close. They can win a first-round playoff game. Obviously, it depends on who you draw. But the idea that they can't, no, I'll fight you on that one. They can.
And Charles Davis, former Tennessee Volunteer, would whip my ass. So I'm going to take Charles for his word that Washington can win a postseason game. It's like he said, though, styles make fights. There are a couple of teams that I look at and go, yeah, I don't want to play them. I, for one, want the sixth seed because I think the Rams can be got. But when you really break it down, you think Washington can beat L.A. in a playoff game? With dealing with Jared Verse and those guys? I mean, it's going to be tough. Uh-oh. My man, you know whenever I see you one, I'm going to pot you up. We got to dismiss my guy, the real Telly. Tapping it. Turn off. I can't even hear you, Telly. You got to restart whatever you said. Once I see you, brother, I'm stopping mid-sentence to pick up your call. What's going on, brother, man?
Hey, what's up, Linnell, the youngest in charge. The goat himself, man. I appreciate you taking my call, man. How you feeling this evening?
I'm good, man. Did you hear the prediction, Telly? I got 26-24 Washington. Now, I say this, y'all call me a waffling flip-flopper. You listen to the pregame show Sunday, I might give you something a little bit different.
Now, you know what? Me and you got real close predictions. I predicted 24-20. I also predicted that Brian Robinson is going to have a big day. I'm not sure about the passing game and how that's going to work, but I think Brian Robinson might even get two touchdowns. And so I see us having a big day on the ground.
For sure, man.
Also, look, so how are they going to beat us when they are last in the league in sacks? If you can't get pressure on Jaden, you know, and close him into that pocket and suffocate him inside that pocket, he's going to eat you alive. If you can't get pressure on Jaden, they have
no
way.
So I'll say this about Atlanta's pass rush. We had Carl Dukes on from 92.9 The Game in Atlanta during the 8 o'clock hour. Their pass rush is really juiced up here over the past 5-6 weeks. I know the numbers may not reflect that this is a group that can consistently get after the quarterback, but Arnold Ebiketie, Cade Nellis, Grady Jarrett, guys have gotten home here recently, man. I've been a huge fan of their pass rush over the last month, and I think that's the area where I think us as fans are maybe overlooking Atlanta defensively is what I'd say.
That's a great point. I think they got a couple new guys in that line, so you might be on point about that. Listen, I'm going to look ahead just for 1 second, right, to next year, right? I've been talking to some of my guys, trying to get them to understand. I know a lot of people want us to go get, you know, a number two. I think we should focus on getting that running game straight away, right? I think that if we trade up maybe 10 spots and get Jensy, right, I think that would be brilliant. Also, I like Luther Burden, but if we were to get that run game squared away, I think that takes a lot of pressure off of Jaden, right? If we go get us a wide receiver, Jaden still got to get that ball to that wide receiver. It's not necessarily taking pressure off Jaden because Jaden still got to throw him the ball. But if we get him a guy like Jensy, I think this offense would be unstoppable. What you think?
I think we agree. We're on the same page with that. They need a real – well, they don't have a real home run threat at running back. When you got the quarterback, though, Telly, I guess you can't have it all. Brother, up against the clock. Appreciate you calling in as always, man. We'll talk soon.
All love, no doubt.
My guy. 1-800-636-1067. That is interesting, looking ahead to the future just a wee bit. Running back in the draft? I don't know. I'll say this, though. There will be some upgrades along this offensive line. I do think this line has got to be better. In terms of just firing off the ball and going out and hitting people, got to be better in that category. Got to be better in that category. It's been a great show. lot more to get to. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, let's hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, next here on The Fan.